Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's get to this. Random topics. Listeners, you are welcome to send in a random topic that you would like discussed. Let's start with this one. This person says, I am getting married in 4 days. I believe it was 4 days. Let's have some advice for marriage. Well, you've come to the right place. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life, right? I hate when people say that. Mm-hmm. So no, don't.
I just heard that yesterday by somebody at the store and heard that.
Yeah, got to keep that broad happy.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I mean, it really, you know, would want to, but it's good if you're both happy. It's kind of should be.
Yeah, are you like, obviously you're happy enough where you're getting married, so just kind of keep doing that.
Yeah, that's all you have
like
to do.
Like, nothing really changes.
When you get married, the way you feel at that moment, you will hang on to that forever, and everything will work out.
Yep. All of your fine idealism will never wane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have any advice. I got no advice. Whatever works for you.
They're all different.
Yeah.
Listen. That's all. That's my advice.
Except when it's something stupid.
And don't fight over... Don't try to win arguments that it doesn't matter if you win.
And that's so hard to do, though.
That is really hard to do, but sometimes you'll find yourself in really dumb arguments about things like a pillow, you know, or a set of dishes or something. And if you can actually ask yourself internally, like, do I really care if I win this or not? Then don't. Then just let it go. You don't have to argue about everything just to be right. Because sometimes you have to be right, and you don't.
Because if you win in heavy air quotes, that means somebody else is losing, and you're making them feel.
And ultimately, you're losing
like
too.
A loser.
Yeah, you lose.
And that's not fun.
Yeah, just because you win, you still are going to lose. So, yeah.
I think if you're having communication issues, maybe start seeing someone right away.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
Like
don't
a girlfriend?
Wait. Yes.
Yeah. Start seeing someone else.
Yeah, someone who could communicate with you better.
A therapist or somebody new.
Yeah, I mean, if your new girlfriend's a therapist, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
Bonus.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. Therapy's good.
Therapy
no
is
question.
Good.
Side piece, not so good.
No, don't have side pieces.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do some personality. Quick personality. Hot Wings, what's better, the ride or the destination?
The ride.
Joe, Stones or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Steve, wine or spirits?
Spirits.
Kelly, rich or famous?
Rich.
Typical lady. Total setup. Hot Wings, BMW or Mercedes?
BMW.
Joe, sweet or salted?
Salted.
Steve,
ultimately.
Meat or murder?
What?
Meat or murder?
Meat or vegetarian, I think, is what they're getting at.
Oh.
Yeah, because it should be meat is murder.
Like, meat.
Kelly, movies or music?
Music.
How about summer or winter?
Summer.
Joe, truth or dare?
Dare.
Steve, city or country?
Country.
Kelly, see the future, see the past?
See the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
There's just certain times in my life where I wish I could like go back to and like squeeze somebody again or just relive a moment.
I wish I could just remember.
Yeah, I wish I could relive my first concert. It was with my dad. It was at the Rolling Stones. And I remember it because I brought home a blue hoodie that I wore all the time. And I remember people were smoking pot in front of us and my dad said something to them. And I remember flames. And that's it. And I want to remember more. Like, there were so many flames at that concert.
You were really young, right?
I was probably like 9.
Oh, yeah. That...
Maybe 10.
So you didn't necessarily know all the songs.
Oh, I knew all the songs. Oh, okay. I was just young and tired by the time like the show was really happening.
Yeah.
Because they come on at like 10 o'clock at night or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the people in front of us, I will never forget my dad being like, hey, I got 3 kids back here. And they're like, it's the Stones, man. Mm-hmm. I remember that more than I remember the actual concert.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, so yeah, definitely looking back at the past.
All right, different random topic. You can send yours in, 1-800-947-3979. This one, Allie writes, I'm a soldier listening on iHeartRadio in Fort Gordon. Random topic. What's a superhero who doesn't come close to meeting their potential? And she gives an example, just in case you need a starter. Doctor Strange possesses the Infinity Stone of Time and the ability to borrow energy from the infinite multiverse. Given enough time, he could become a god. Mm. Yet he does not.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, shout out to Fort Gordon. That's where my dad retired.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right outside of Augusta, Georgia.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyone got one?
Superman. He can't make a good movie to save his life.
He really can.
Yeah, yeah, I right? think that's
he is not living up to his potential as a great being.
I agree.
I'm going to say Aquaman. He always brags about being Mr. Ocean. Swim up a river once in a while, stupid. Not all the crime takes place on the East and West Coast. That guy sucks. I hate Aquaman.
He may swim up rivers, but I'll never know because he does suck.
And yet, with the DC universe, his was probably the best movie.
That's what I've heard, and I don't care. I won't watch it.
Oh, Wonder Woman was good. The first one. The second one was... It was so
dumb. I didn't even finish it.
Dumb.
I started it, and I went, this is so stupid.
It was so dumb.
Anybody else got one?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. I don't think so.
Jean Grey, she freaked out too much. Storm freaked out too much. Professor X seems...
So all the women in the X-Men movies were too freaked out? They didn't...
Yeah.
You know.
They kind...
Did they need to be told to settle down? By
you know,
Magneto?
All the X-Men babes.
I didn't create them.
Except for Mystique, wore too many clothes.
not in the Marvel swimsuit issue.
Marvel swimsuit.
That I owned when I was in
fourth grade. That's not real, is
Swear
it?
Swear to God it is, yeah. And I think there was an Image one, too. Although the Image girls always had nothing on and gigantic knockers.
Were the Image girls?
What?
Like, Image was Todd McFarlane. Created his own comic company.
Yeah.
Like artist-run comic company.
Oh,
and
my God.
They were always so stacked and naked.
These pictures, wow.
What are you looking at, Kelly?
The Marvel swimsuit issue.
I can't believe that's a thing.
I doubt it is
anymore. Stan Lee in a string bikini?
Yeah, he appeared. he's always somewhere.
He's always somewhere, yeah. Man.
And it was guys and girls. So yeah. You would see, like, there was, like, sexy poses with guys and girls.
Oh, were you like, man, Captain America has a real big Florida.
I don't think they put the event.
Look at this one. She's, like, in a bathing suit and bent over all bendy and stuff.
She-Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, She-Hulk.
Look up Rogue. I remember her being really hot.
Joe, did that She-Hulk one turn you on?
I don't remember being truly turned on by him.
She'd have probably flexed and busted your boy boner.
Probably.
Wow, the Rogue one. Dang, she's coming down a waterfall. She is gushing.
She might be making the waterfall.
Yeah, she probably is.
Yeah, I remember that well. Wow.
Good Lord.
I know. Wow.
I was such a comic pervert.
I should have been a comic pervert as a kid.
I would go like out of my way to the store that would sell me Heavy Metal magazine and Zap comics.
Like, look at the boobies.
Ooh,
Someone drew them good.
Yeah, cartoon boobs. You can make them however you want.
Mm-hmm.
This text, Amber Heard was in the Aquaman movie. She fish pooped into Aquaman's bed, but it floated away and she never got blamed.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.